Start your day the Tory Way in Northwest London, Tuesday, 28th of Adar, 21st of March, Rabbi Elisha Chabinsky Shlita, Kvias Itim. This week's Tory Way has been sponsored L'chud Simchas Bar Mitzvah of Daniel Osher Sandhelm, whose Bar Mitzvah was last Shabbos. He was in Shizku Harov, was Kenov, Rav Nachas, Mimenu, Mikol Yotzei Cholotzeihem.
I want to start by telling a story, and it's more like a disclaimer, and you'll see why. My mother was worried about me. Many years ago, I was 19 years old. My parents were worried about me. I took a break from college, and I gave myself a journalistic internship. I was not wearing a yarmulke at the time. And it was a very budgeted internship. I went without a change of clothes, without a dollar in my pocket. I went and I started to explore. And a few weeks later, I was picked up by a band of thieves in Mexico. They happened to wear police uniform. They might have even been police. And they were willing to let me go on bail right there. They frisked and searched, like in New York. It used to be frisk and search in New York. They said, you can go, we need your paraphernalia. I said, what do you mean? He says, well, you have 300 pesos, about $300, $30. So you have $30, so that's your bail, you can go. So I thought, that's really interesting. So you know, you can take me to jail, I don't need to post bail. So 3 days later, I call my mother, Mom, you will not believe where I was. And my mother, she found out, she called the police, she called everything, they turned out. And she told me, Alicia, what do you think about Eretz Yisrael? I said, Eretz Yisrael? That's very interesting. What am I going to do? So you will go to the army, and if you finish the army, maybe they'll pay for the school afterwards, you know. I said, Mom, how long did you know have this idea? How long ago? I got an email a year ago. I said, Mommy, a year ago, you know, I would have loved to a year ago go to the army and go to Ramallah and make a lot of trouble. So my mother told me, I didn't think it was so negeh back then. So now you do? Okay, now. 4 years later, 4 years of Eisha Torah, I stopped in Eisha Torah to learn Hebrew for a few days. I don't know how I got stuck with it. I have a highly addictive chemical there in the food called Gemara. And I never recovered. And someone sat me down in Eisha Torah and they said, you know, you ever thought about Yeshiva Smir? What am I saying? I like the view. I like the food. No, I never thought about Yeshiva Smir. So, but we thought about for you to go to Yeshiva Smir because we're losing a lot of guys that could have gone out to do Kiruv to Yeshiva Smir. And we like Yeshiva Smir, but that's not what we do here. So, how about this? We will pay you some money and, you know, you will go to Yeshiva Smir. A few months, a year plus later, I was speaking to, I don't know how I got into the shir. There's a shir, it used to be Rav Nissen Kaplan, who gave a shir in Yeshiva Smir. And I would go to sleep every night with a disc from Rav Nissen Kaplan. And there was the same halacha shir, it's a disc. So the first shir every time, it was the Hilcho is Pasabal Bekistin. And Rav Nissen would say this story. He would say that the Leket Yoshev frekte Kasha from the Truma Sadeshin. The Leket Yoshev frekte, why is it that the Tinoikis, when they go to Beis Rabon, they're not allowed to cross the bridge if it's made out of wood? They have to cross a bridge that's made out of metal. You and me, we're allowed to cross the bridge even if it's from wood. The Tinoikis are not allowed to go. On Pesach, you have to be mitabel bechagoyses. We're scared that the mepnei kapa. It's a chashash. We're scared that a person is going to die from eating the lettuce. It has a thing called kapa. Mechalikas for showing him what the second is. So why the whole year you're allowed to eat without tibul bechagoyses? Why, when the koisel falls down, your potter from Bedika was scared you're going to get bitten, but the whole year you're allowed to check for your things in the koisel. When the wall falls, you're allowed to check the whole year. But for Pesach, then your potter chachamer is scared that you're going to get bitten by an akrif, by a dangerous animal there. And the last thing, the last example that the Leket Yosher asks at Truma Sadeshin is, why Shemayakdim, you have to go on Pesach to the, what side?
Left.
I'm a lefty, so actually the Akhra is also for a lefty. Mm-hmm. Yeah, even though it comes out that I'm eating with my left hand, which is, but the Bechosh is to the what? To the Sakana is better, even for a lefty, because of a Sakana, it's better to eat to the left side. Why the whole year, says Rav Ditzel Kaplan, B'shem, the Leket Yosher, that he fracted through Mesadeshin. Why the whole year you're allowed to? Only on Hilchis Pesach we learn that you're not allowed to. I came by Sukkah's man, base Amud base, Rashi and Sukkah. I asked Rebbe, privately, I used to go to sleep with the shir every single day.
Every single night.
Night, excuse me, I woke up a little, so I don't know. Then we'll speak about it later, maybe. When you're a bacher, sometimes the day and the night is not exactly clear anyway. Yeah? Apikabal, some people don't wash because they go to sleep after chatzoy, so anyway, it's night, day. And so Rashi there says that it used to be that by Shabbos and Yom Tovim, because people have a suda, and they always make a seba, but that's my Shema Yakdim, Kona Leveshet. So I have a kasha on the Leket Yosher, Truma Sadeshin. The Truma Sadeshin explains, he gives a teretz, that because of, it's a Chil Hashem, Chachamim don't want for even a chance for it to happen. They know it won't happen. They know it won't happen. But for a mitzvah, once it's a big mitzvah, so we want for a big mitzvah, Isha Acheres Maskinin Loi, like a Kohen Gadol has a second wife. We want for something that's important, we give it importance by giving it Chumras, even if the Chumras are Bechal not, it won't happen. I said, wait a minute, but Rashi is mefurish that Shema Yakdim is every Shah, every Sudan. Esebu means left.
Sorry, did you say Rashi says only Shabbos and Yom
Tov? Rashi says it, yes. Oh, so I will speak, I'll mention what Rav Ritzin Kaplan could have answered me, yeah, and what he answered instead. Where this Kaplan could have answered me is because Kiddush Mokim Suda, so it could be Suda's part of the Kiddush, so now Al Derech Vi, it's Shita Tchuya, the Taz brings down, I think the Lavush Paskins, that actually that the pass of the Suda because of Kiddush Mokim Suda is that like just like Kiddush, it's actually it's a Chiv, like Tekiyas. It's Mamash HaChoyva. So could be that's part of the Kiddush, so this is not what Rav Ritzin Kaplan answered me. He answered me very quietly. He said, you don't have a kasha on the Truma Sadeshin, and you don't have a kasha on the Leket Yosher. You have a kasha on Rav Ritzin Kaplan. Because that is the part of the Leket Yosher that I thought he wanted to say, but he actually never said it. And maybe this is why. So I want to tell you now, yeah? Some of the things that I'm going to say now, if they sound a little bit mechudish, if it doesn't make complete sense to you, maybe because there might be many reasons. One reason might be is because I got it all wrong. And that's very possible. Yeah? If my Rebbe can get things wrong sometimes, I can get things wrong a lot. But and I will start. Bezer Hashem. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Omer Rav Amnune. Omer Rav Amnune, Ein Tchilas Dino Shel Adam, Ela Al Divrei Toyra. Rashi says, Shelo Osak B'Toyra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when a person goes to Olam HaEmes, maybe the first thing, or maybe the worst thing, is the question of whether or not a person learned at all. I don't know what Rashi means. Shaloi Osek, Shaloi Osek B'Toyra, Pashtus, you did not learn. Or he means that all those times that you yachol la'asik ivein oisik, those times are very, very, it's very chomer that you could have learned a little more. You decided to have a phone call. You decided to have a cookie. You decided to have... So I don't know if Rashi is talking about someone who just did not learn at all, or is Rashi understanding the Gemara is talking about everybody, because we all have those times that, you know, you really didn't have to have that shmooze outside on the phone. I don't know. There's another Gemara. There's another Gemara in Shabbos. There's another Gemara in Shabbos that says like this. Lamad Aleph, Amad Aleph. The Gemara says, Omer Rove, B'shasha machnisin es ha'adam ledin, shayilin oisai. I'm going to say the girsa I think we all have in our Shas Bavli. And I have not even heard of another girsa. But we'll see why that's interesting. Shayilin oisai. Nusate ve nusate b'yamuna. Were you fair with how you did business? Did you set times to learn? Did you set times to learn? Rashi says, what is kavata itim l'toira? Lefisha adam tzarech lis asik b'derech eretz. Since a person has to work, shim ein derech eretz in toira. Because how is he supposed to learn? Hutzrech lekvoye itim l'toira davar kotzuf. So a working person has to set time to learn. Mashmo that if a person's not working, he doesn't need to set time to learn. Since he's working, so now working forces you to set time to learn. The fact that he works. Why? Because, and I'm going to say it in the way I understand, just like a chosid is potter from Kriyishma, Laila HaRishoyim, he cannot be expected to be able to do Kriyishma. So now a person, once he goes to work, he's like a chosid, Laila HaRishoyim. He cannot be expected to remember to learn. Because Shema Yimshach Kol Hayom LeDerech Eretz. Because money, working, is something that just one thing leads to another, and then before you know it, it's time to go to sleep because tomorrow's another day. Learning? I have to go to sleep. So that's why there is a din that a person who has a lifestyle that involves taking care of himself and not needing other people, that person, and of course, you know, how else are you going to learn? The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, no, there are such people that they provide for themselves. And then that's not everyone. Either because a person's poor, didn't find a job, or because the Talmud Chacham and the Tzibur has only what to lose from him providing for himself. The Tzibur needs him to sit and learn for whatever reason. But when a person is in a position that he's able to provide himself, he's expected to provide for himself. And people are used to him providing for himself, merit, his wife is used to depending on him. So he has to provide for himself. That person has a problem that the moment that he goes out to work, he is now a chosin laila harishon, and the learning just might not even happen. He has to have kviyas itim. Lefizeh, it comes out, lechoira, that it's not called kviyas itim if you're planning to learn at 1 p.m. Because you're already a chosin. You're already after the chuppah. So kviyas... I'm sorry? I agree 100% that this Gemara, this Rashi, is Madana. I'm just trying to understand Rashi, what is he trying to say? I appreciate very much that, by the way, the fact that I'm not supposed to have a response to my ship. Someone's asking, what about the Gemara says in the Gemara in Sukkah that when there's a difference between a chas and pot, shepotter, lalai rishoyim, and someone that shetavas finosu bayan, that he lost his ship, that that person, that the reason he's potter from tefillin is not the same reason why a chas is potter from kriyishma. He's potter from tefillin and not anything else, because tefillin needs him to be teferes, you have to know what that means. Yeah? So I will answer that here, it's not because if I'm not going to give my pshat, I'll just say what the Rehitus is. The Rehitus is that you have to be choishesh you have to assume that you might not be able to remember, you will forget to learn. There is no p'tur from learning. And the person who thinks you're about to learn, a person who thinks that because you set times to learn, that means that the rest of the day you don't have to learn, that person, we're going to say some not nice things about that person very soon. But a person should not assume that because he likes to learn and he wants to learn and it's important to him to learn, don't assume you're going to remember to learn. Because, not because it's potter, I'm using the concept of chosin not because of a p'tur, but because of a cheshash. Just like that you're not supposed to learn Erev Pesach by the bedike, because we're scared you'll be moshich, and then you're not going to check. Not because you're a chosin lekula, you're a chosin lechumre. You have to consider that you might forget because of what you're doing. Don't start a heck at Erev Shabbos. Don't start going to work before you learn something. Not because of the Var Mitzvah, but because that this is something that you yourself know you're likely to get carried away. As a Rashi is mashma l'choira, that kviyas itim, I think, and we're going to use this my ha'ara to make and break a few things. That kviyas itim, it will, the purpose of it is to deal with the fact that people sort of become ois mensch when they get into money, into working. And so the answer is, do not go to work until you learn something. And that is kviyas itim, maybe. Or I should just say that if you don't have time, that's the time for learning and it's not for anything else. It's like an appointment. Maybe that's what Rashi is saying. It just needs to be a set time. That could be. Now, this Gemara says, Nesata v'nesata b'emuna. B'shash shemachnisin nesa'odam ladin. Shoel inoisoy. What's the first item? Nesata v'nesata b'emuna. Second item. Kovata itim l'toira. What's the first thing? Divrei Torah. Shoyel inoisoy, b'shash shemachnisin. Shoyel inoisoy, nesata v'nesata v'emuna, only then kavati itim l'Torah. If my ha'ara in Rashi is not true, it's not true at all, then we can start to understand the ha'ara of Tosfos. Tosfos is a kasha between these two gemaras. That's Tosfos in Sanhedrin Zayin Amud Aleph. I don't understand. You just said in Chilas Dinu Shor Adam Ela Al Divrei Torah. V'hado Amrine B'Perek V'Mamad Likin Shoyden Lo Nesata V'Nesata B'Emuna V'Harkach Kovate Itim Lo Torah. So Tosfos is upset with the order in Shabbos. It's in the wrong order. Yeah, and Tosfos gives two terutzim. Either that these two Gemaras are not speaking about the same person. I asked before if Rashi, when it says Shalai Osik B'Torah, does it mean he never learned at all? So then we can answer, the Gemara in Shabbos is talking about someone that he learned. So the biggest taina on him is not how come you didn't learn, he learned. It's a different person, two different people. So they're treated differently in Shemayim. When someone comes to court with a traffic ticket, but he didn't do millions of dollars of tax evasion and who knows what else. So the question is, you know, why aren't you careful when you drive? It's the first thing, don't you know it's important to drive carefully? Yeah? The other guy is like, who do you think you are? You're going to jail. You're a criminal. Yeah, it's the other guy. It's two different people. Like, who do you? So also, and I'll explain more out there, the Bach explains that there are two things that can cause the world to disappear. One of them is that Shemayim va'aretz lo yisamti. If a person decides, I don't need to learn at all, I'm just going to make money and give it away. So that person has betrayed the purpose of his purpose in the world. We are actually here to learn Torah. It happens to be that learning Torah has, you know, who's paying the bills? And if you don't pay the bills properly, you're going to pay the bills not properly. Because you're a human being. You're going to take care of yourself. If not the heter, you're going to do it b'ezer. But the etzim are here to learn. Better to make less money and support less yeshivas. Hashem will support the yeshivas. So you're here to learn. A person doesn't understand that. The first question is, you don't know what you're here to do? And if a person did learn, he learned a lot. So that's not going to be the first question, did you set times to learn? Won't be the first question. That's one pshat in Tosfos, says Tosfos. Tosfos gives a different teretz that when the oinish, when it's time to give the smack in Shemayim, yeah, it should, no one should, Bar Midon. Yeah, the biggest smack, the first smack, is the learning. That's when the smack comes down, when the hammer. But the first question is going to be the question that's relevant to the most people. And the truth is, it's not really so equal-handed. The din of did you learn is not so equal. Some of us had more opportunity to learn than others. Whereas to provide for yourself, there isn't one human being in this who has entered this world and has become chayiv in mitzvahs that hasn't dealt with the fact that you're going to provide for yourself one way or another. Did you go about it in the right way? So since it's more applies to more people, so that's why it is the first question. But the most chomer, the most infuriating thing that will have that Shemaim sees in a person, the first thing that they're going to get upset about is you could have learned so much more. Yochel Asik Ve'no Isik. There are very few things that Gemara says a Kadosh Baruch Hu makes him cry. And this is one of them. You that extra hour on the phone, extra hour on whatever it was. There are two Terutzim and Toisus. But that's because Toisus has a kasha between these two Gemaras. We have the tour. I just want to read for you. Lashon HaTur.
I have the two here. Oh.
How is the Torah going to understand the chiyuv of kvius itim? The acher sheyotza mebeis hakneses. It's not clear what does kvius itim have anything to do with going out of beis hakneses. Mishnah Berurah is going to get into it. Yelich lebeis hamedrash. Go to beis hamedrash. What does going to beis hamedrash have anything to do with kvius itim? Then Mishnah Berurah will talk about it. Koidim sheyelich lasokov. Yelich lebeis hamedrash. Koidim sheyelich lasokov. Do not go to work. Until plan your day. Work happens after going to beis hamedrash. We're going to loosely translate that as after davening, you should learn something. It's not exactly what he said, but I will deal with it later. Bez Hashem. Ve'yikva eis lilmoid, you should set up a time to learn. That might be a separate halacha. Could be that there's a halacha to be koivye eis lilmoid, one. And two, there's a halacha, don't go to work until you've learned something. Two, and you can be yoitze both these halachas with one stone, but they're actually two different chiyuvim. Nafkemini, if you learn before Shachris, you can go from Beis Knesset and go to work. The mekoich for this halacha is, for something that I just said, maybe not all of what I just said, maybe only some of what I just said. The Torah is quoting the Beis Yosef, the Bach, everybody says, the Primigodim. The Torah is quoting the Gemara Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, and the words are Bishasha Machnisim Moadim Ladin Oimrim Loi Kovat Echitim LaTorah Nesata VeNesata BeEmuna. So, if there was such a Gemara in Shabbos, then Tosfos wouldn't have a problem between the Gemara in Shabbos and the Gemara in Sanhedrin. I did not find any reach of a suspicion that maybe there's a girso in Shabbos like the Torah. The opposite. The Bach concedes that it has to be that we, not, and he doesn't actually claim to have such a girso, but he says there must be that our Torah is all mixed up. It has to be that we have to, there's some kind of a toys, there's a mistake that crept up into our girso, and the Torah is actually, it should read differently. The Bera Goyla explains, the Bera Goyla brings usually Mekoyres for the Shulchan Aruch. And the Bera Goyla, tells us that the Shulchan Aruch takes the Din of Kvius Itim from the Tur, and the Tur takes the Din of Kvius Itim from the Gemara in Shabbos, Lamad Aleph, Amad Aleph, Om Merovo, B'Shashim, Machnisim, Mesahadim, Ladin. And this is very troublesome. Shulchan Aruch says, "Acher," it says, "Kuf Nun Hey Sif Aleph in Shulchan Aruch." אחר שיוצא מבית הכנסת, ילך לבית המדרש, ויקבע איס ללמוד. וצריך שיוצא איס הקבוע שלאווירנו, אף הוא מסובב לאוויר הרבה. This is the Shulchan Aruch. Sounds a lot like the tour. In fact, it's literally word for word the tour, except for that he missed the word koidim sheyelich la'sokov. He sort of missed that. He skipped. Shulchan Aruch decided that was, we could admit this. Maybe purposefully, maybe it's because we don't need to know it, or because it's not even true. But here the Bera Goyla says, Tur mimashmoyes gemorah de Shabbos lamad alef amad alef. And I will take the mahalach from the Bach that the tour doesn't, the way I read it to you, is not even the real tour. And the tour really reads our Gemara exactly the way we have it in Shas Bavli and all the amazing, in whatever Gemaras that you have on the shelf. Some have things in the back, some have a newspaper article next to it, all the different kinds of Gemaras. Some are colorful inside. But all those Gemaras have it the way I read it to you before I opened the tour. And if the Bera Goyla is working with the Shach, the Hainu that we have to say there's a mistake in the tour. So, how does the tour learn from the Gemara in Shabbos that before you go to work, you need to learn? No, you know what? Actually, the Shulchan Aruch took that part out. He just said that you should be kaveiti. He didn't say before you go to work. I disagree because the next sentence says, "Ahar kach yelich la'sokov." But let's say there's no, the tour, it's the only part of the tour that the Bera Goyla is talking about is the chiddush that you're mechoyev to be koivea itim. That would be grand. The tour did say koidim sheikh la'sokov. And the Shulchan Aruch is mashma very much from the wording of the next simon that he's going with the tour. Do not go to work unless you learn. How does the tour learn the Gemara in Shabbos? Shalamad Aleph, Hamad Aleph. How do you learn from that Gemara that you should not go to work before you learn something? And more, why would you learn from that Gemara? You have a beautiful Gemara in Sanhedrin, Zayin Amud Aleph, that says, "And chilas dinah shel adam ala divrei Torah." Let's learn from that Gemara. Now the Bais Yosef, who does not solve our problem, does want to chime in here, because one problem we can at least put away. The Tur knows that there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. And the Tur learns the Chiv of Kvius Itim. It doesn't say in Sanhedrin that you should be Kvius Itim. It says you need to learn. So Kvius Itim does come from the Gemara in Shabbos, but it has to be that the Gemara in Shabbos is not in order, and that I know from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So the Tur does use that Gemara to teach you Kvius Itim. The Tur deliberately changed the order because he knows that Gemara was lechatchila not in order. How do I know the Gemara is not in order? Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin Zayin Amud Aleph proves that the Gemara in Shabbos is not Keseder. I don't know how that. It's very hard for me to understand Lafi de Beis Yosef why in the world the Tur is using the Gemara in Shabbos. The Kvius Itim L'Choyre is the same thing as the Chiv, the Etzem Chiv that you need to learn. The Meila need to be Kvius Itim. The Iker Gemara should have been the Gemara Sanhedrin. And the Gemara in Shabbos is just teaching you that you should be careful, you should buckle up, make sure don't go to work before you learn. But that's a side thing. The Primigodim, which the Bura brings it in Sifkotten Beis, Sifkotten Dalet. The Primigodim understands like this. For sure, the Iker is like the Gemara in Shabbos. And the Gemara in Shabbos says, Nesatav and Nesatav b'emunah v'aharkach. Only afterwards it says, how much time we have? 2 minutes?
1 minute. 1.5.
And only afterwards it says, Kavati itim the Torah. But I know that you're going to forget. I know that when you go out to work, you're going to completely get lost. Let me to say it in a different order so you understand. You need to go. There is a chiyuv kvis itim. It just won't happen unless it happens before work. So let me say it. Let me bring it down in this order to help you to understand that there is a big problem with kvis itim. Because what does it help to plan to learn if it's already after the reason you're not going to learn happened? This is the prima godin. I want to speak more about Be'ez Hashem because we have plenty more time. But when we return, I want to speak about exactly what it is that you, Halacha says we should be doing during that time. Should we be spending our time on some Reader's Digest about the Gemara or attending a shir about the Gemara? That's something that we're probably not going to remember, not clearly understand, and is usually not neged to Hilchos Shabbos, which we don't know well. Is that what we're actually? Is that the tenchilas dino shoadam ala divrei Torah? This is called someone who uses time well in Beis Hamidrash. Is a person who had an education or that a 100,000 pound education from, you know, how much do you spend tuition? That's a mortgage per child. Is he supposed to be learning Gemara with just Rashi, maybe Tosfos and Mishnah Brura, and not, you know, without Tur and Shulchan Aruch and Isaac Kalim? And the opposite, someone who likes Daf Yomi with all the pilpulim, all the gishmak, but he's not a baki in Hilchos Shabbos. Is he even allowed to open Gemaras? And obviously, the third question is the most important question. And if the answer is that some people are not supposed to open Gemaras, and for sure, if you're able to, you should learn Gemara only with the Beis Yosef, and only with Taz, and Magen Avraham, and Pri Megadim, if you can. If that was true, are you allowed to say that in public? Because the very reason why people are coming to shul and opening this farm that they're opening is because that's what gives them the motivation to come to shul. And maybe you're not allowed to discourage people if for whatever reason they find that motivation in that thing. And maybe you have to praise them. And maybe you have to open organizations that teach you that, you know, that stuff that you like to do anyway? Well, that's great! Sorry. Yeah? And that's actually Mefurisha Aruch HaShulchan and Ois Yud Zayin in Reish Mem Vav. We're going to get into Barichas Godo next time. What exactly are the myths and the truths and the propaganda and what we should say, because we have to say it, even though we're not sure exactly. We just don't say it in the house, but we say it to everyone else. Yeah, and what exactly that time is meant to be spent.